Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, whenever you're listening to us. This is Dollars to Deuces, episode number 2, a Toilets to Titles production. I am Nate Wallen at Nate underscore Dirt 19. Sorry, forgot to talk on Twitter. And with me this evening, as always, my guy to this way, the Frito Bandito himself, Mr. Rich Gonzalez at R Gonzalez RM on the Twitter. How you doing tonight, Rich?
Doing good, man. Doing good. Excited to knock out a dose episode of Dollar to Deuces. So I'm ready to hop in.
Yeah, for sure. You've been having, I know you've been going to some football games, watching your son tear it up. Saw a nice video tonight. That was fun. That was sweet.
Yeah, I'm pumped up, man. He's a freshman in high school. He had his first JV game this past Monday and had a sack, had a tackle for a loss, and then got a text this morning from him where he's all excited because the coach came up to him and said, "Hey, great game Monday. You'll be dressing up Friday to play with the varsity." So pumped about that, man.
Yeah, man, that's exciting. Make sure you just, like, tell him congrats. I know everybody all been saying congrats and stuff. So it's exciting that, you know, he gets a chance to, you know, even get in there here and there, or at least learn from the big boys, you know. So
yeah, exactly.
Big.
Yeah.
Does he get worse?
Go ahead.
No,
I was telling him, I go, dressing up and everything and stuff like that. Don't be surprised if you don't play, but if something happens, man, just go in there and show him what you got, you know.
That's all you can do. You said just have fun and do your best and just listen, you know. You'll learn. That's
yeah,
for sure.
Excited. So. He's ready to learn and get ready for every season coming forward. So,
hell yeah, that's good to hear. Well, tonight we are going to talk about division winners and then AFC and NFC winners, player of the year, defensive and offensive, then rookies, you know, just and a few player props. Not a lot because we could talk for, you know, for hours about that. But we'll go ahead and jump right in.
Let me go ahead and share screen real quick.
Yeah, for sure. And again, this is all going on. Is all FanDuel odds, you know, and when it gets into the season, search around a little bit because sometimes, especially, you know, for game spreads and stuff, the different sites may have different odds one way or the other. So a lot of times they're all the same, but, you know, sometimes here and there you can find a little bit of an edge because, you know, that half a point is big. So, you know, we'll start. Go ahead. Real quick
and stuff like that. You're the professional here and stuff like that. So yeah. Try to break down the gist of the betting and stuff like that, how it works as far as what they're truly looking at, what they're betting, and how they pay out on these numbers.
So I guess professional. You know, it's really – I wish I knew more about, you know, where they pick, you know, where they get their numbers at and how they figure it out because, you know, I mean, I've always been told the only way to make money at a casino is to own it, you know? So it's a tough game to play. And, you know, like they've always said, only bet what you can lose, you know?
So with that being said and stuff like that, like I said, I've dabbled here and there and everything. So prime example, say I bet $100 and I am liking this Miami Dolphins plus 330. So I put $100 down to get that 330 and everything. So $100 is, you know, it's going to be steep for a lot of people and everything. I'm not saying I put $100 down on these lines or anything, but say, for example, the Buffalo Bills, you have to put $100 down just to get that 150 with it being a negative. So is that the gist of it?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's at minus 150, you know, you're betting your 100 and you're obviously not getting back $100. I mean, you'll get back your money, but you know, it's a weird, I just try to think how to explain it better, but you know, obviously anything that's minus odds is the favorite. So you're not going to get back, you know, they're not going to pay you 1-to-1, you know, and so you're obviously getting your money back and a little bit more. I think that minus 150, I think at $100, you're going to win. I think it's like 60.
If I'm correct, right?
Well, if you cash it, it'd be like 160 some dollars, I think.
Okay.
It's kind of weird. It kind of depends on how the juice is, you know,
I got you. Yeah.
What the, you know, and so it changes really. It's, you know, it's a weird game. And I wish, like I said, I was better at it. Cause like the Dolphins one, if you bet $100, at plus 330, you win $330. You know, so it's weird that it said, I promise before the season, I will learn more about it. I haven't really dug into it a whole lot as much as I should. I'm kind of more just doing, you know, trying to do best as I can at games and stuff like that, because it's a heck of a.
Are you a big baller and you put $100 down on games like this, or are you the $5 and the $10 trying to?
It depends on the time of year and the bankroll. You know, I don't like to dump all my money at once, you know, and there's never a sure thing. I don't care. You know, there's so many bad beats, and, you know, you'll see whether it's, I think it was last year, the year before, you know, when I think it was Nick Chubb ran out of, you know, instead of scoring a sure thing touchdown, he stepped out, and, you know, those ones kill you, you know, but we've all had them, you know, it's part of it. And I think that, you know, it's fun. It makes me watch the games more, to be honest with you, whether it's my Packers or any game, you know, I think it keeps a closer eye on it. I've began to, you know, I think I enjoy just football more than, you know, obviously, like I said, I still love fantasy football, but I have more of an interest in, you know, everything, whether it's, you know, it's weird that I've been enjoying the offensive line play so much in the last year a little more. And, you know, I think it's all because of the gambling.
Yeah, I see that. I mean, heck, when I watched football before fantasy football, it was just always my Raiders games and stuff like that. And then you invest into fantasy football where you have this investment in all the players. And next thing you know, you're wanting to watch. You got interest in every single game that's being played and everything. Even the players you're playing against, you might not have the players, but you want to see how those players are doing. So you get that investment in every little game to watch and everything. And then now with, you know, even the betting like this, it makes it even more investment as far as doing into the bets and everything. So,
yeah, you know, it's like I said, it just gives you more something to be watching, you know. And I will say, last thing before we look into this, gotcha. I don't even play DFS. I haven't played DFS for over a year because it's been legal to, you know, sports bet in Illinois now. So I had money in a FanDuel account to play DFS, and then I could start gambling games, and it was like, well, looks like we're not playing DFS anymore. Even though Coach Sheps, who will be on tomorrow night with Mike, and I don't know if Alex will be there or not, but I know at least two guys tomorrow night will be on Dash of DFS. Make sure you check that out. Coach Sheps last year was very hot in DFS. I know won over $3,000, I think, one weekend. You know, in total, yeah, right. I don't know what his total winnings were, but I know they were decent. And he seems to be pretty close every single weekend. So make sure you check that out tomorrow night and the rest of the season.
There's a reason why they call him Chapter Domus.
Yeah, right. I hope he's right on one of the things he said. We'll talk about that a little later. But
all right, let's jump in, man.
Yeah, so first we'll start AFC East. First thing on the board there. So we're just going to run through the division, but we're not going to talk about every team because there's no point. I like the Bills. I don't think that the Dolphins can touch them unless Deshaun Watson ends up there, but I don't know if he's going to play this year. I would actually, if I was going to take somebody other than the Bills, it'd probably be the Patriots.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, you know, that's a good one. At plus 360 and everything, just, I mean, throw a little bit in there, like a $20 and stuff like that to see what happens and everything. You know, if it wins and stuff like that, I think that is a $40 profit you're going to pick up right there.
Yeah, and I know last year, I think I put, so I don't remember how much it was, but on Aaron Rodgers to win MVP at the start of the year, you know, before anything ever happened, and then, you know, boom, it comes down to the end of the year. And
that was close, man.
Yeah, and you cash out, and, you know, you look at your account, and you got, I don't remember what it was, a couple $100 in there, and it was pretty, you know, pretty exciting. So, but, you know, I would have been happy regardless, but it helped that he was, you know, playing pretty well. So,
yeah.
Moving on to the AFC North. This one, I'm actually not – it's hard to see there. So everybody's plus here, plus odds. I think because it's so close with the Browns and the Ravens, you know, I think for me, especially with J.K. Dobbins going down, their offensive line is kind of a mess in Baltimore. They struggled last year with pass protection very bad. And I've said it numerous times that their drop back pass game for Lamar is non-existent, you know, and that is going to be an issue for them all the time. You know, I know that Lamar can run the ball whenever they want, but he needs to be able to drop back and have time in the pocket and make the throw, because he can make the throws. You know, he's a good passer, and he doesn't get a chance. So, but I think the Browns are too good. Kevin Stefanski's got that team humming, and I think they're going to be just fine.
Yeah, I think with the injury of Dobbins and stuff like that, it really catapults Cleveland to not so much over the Ravens, but just right there with them, you know, neck and neck and everything. As you know, as the odds right now is Ravens are favored at 115 and the Browns at 155. So slightly right there and everything. So I mean, I actually like the Browns now more, a little bit better now that with the injury to Dobbins, as far as, because now, I mean, people are going to focus more on just Lamar now. And just like what you were saying, everything, I think it kind of brings them back to the pack and everything.
Yeah.
On the AFC South Division winners, you got Tennessee Titans at minus 110, Colts at plus 140, Jaguars plus 600, and the Houston Texans plus 2,300. What's your take?
I'm taking the Colts, you know, regardless of whether or not Wentz is there week one. I think that he will be back if it is, you know, even week two. You know, if they can come out of the first 2 weeks being 1-1, I think they'll be just fine. The Titans defense last year was not very good. Didn't do much to change that. No pass rush. Talked about that last week. You know, they don't have a pass rush. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm taking the Colts without a doubt. Or if, I guess, you know, throw $10 on the Texans, you know, because who knows if Watson plays, right?
Exactly. I mean, I think that would probably be one of the sure things to do and stuff like that. It's just, hey, you know what, throw $10 on there and just see what happens. And next thing you know, all of a sudden you do that and all of a sudden he comes back and all of a sudden those plus 2,300 start shooting the other direction, you know?
Yeah, I think Watson comes back and that plus 2,300 goes to, you know, plus 500. Yeah, not bad. They're not very good, but they're not as bad as the Jaguars.
But he'll still jump up, though, if Watson is playing, that's for sure.
Yeah, oh, without a doubt.
All right, next division, we have the AFC West Division. Kansas City is at minus 290. The Chargers at plus 490. The Broncos at plus 700. And the Las Vegas Raiders plus 1,700. I'm going to tell you right now, I am putting something down on that Las Vegas Raider one at plus 1,700.
You have to. I think that's a rule. You know, if whatever your team's at, you just have to bet it because, you know, it'll make that so much better when they do win.
Right? I know, $100 down on that one right there. Woo! I would love that one. Hey, and you know what? It could happen. It could happen. I'm just telling you. That's probably one of the ones that I think, based off what we talked so far, them being plus 1,700, that's because it's the Raiders and everything. But they have improved, and I could really see. I mean, it's a long shot. I'm not going to say it ain't and everything, but it could definitely happen.
Yeah, you just, I mean, you don't know what's going to happen. You know, that, I mean, you know, whatever. With, you know, the Chiefs minus 290, I'm not even going to bet that because, you know, it's, I'm not saying that's like I'm too good to bet it, but it's just not worth it. You know, I'd take the Chargers at plus 490. I think they're going to give them a fit. You know, that'd be a good one for sure.
Yep, definitely. Jump over to the NFC. We're going to jump in straight into the NFC East. Cowboys are at plus 130, Washington football team at plus 260, the Giants plus 400, and the Eagles plus 450, all real tight right there.
Yeah, and another division where they're all, you know, you're getting, they're all plus odds. And I actually listened to a podcast the other day, and Ross Tucker was on it. He's been at all the Eagles games, and he was talking. He thinks, you know, the Eagles are going to win more games than everybody says. Just because I think Jalen Hurts is looking good, but I'm still going with the Washington football team. That's, you know, I'd say plus 260 is pretty solid for that one.
Yeah, actually, it pretty is. I like that one too.
Moving now on to the
NFC North.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so your Packers that are minus 145, Vikings at 250, Chicago plus 500, and the Detroit Lions lonely down there at plus 1,900. I mean, are you laying money down on that minus 145? I mean, you didn't do it on the Kansas City Chiefs.
I don't know. I doubt it. I think if I do, it'll just be in a parlay. I mean, it's not as bad as the minus 290 was, but you know, minus 145 is pretty standard, really. It's not that bad. So I don't know. I haven't yet. I haven't actually done any bets yet. I need to get and do some player props, but I haven't actually done them yet. So been working too much.
Yeah, and out of this division, Minnesota Vikings is the only one I would be interested at that plus 250.
Yeah, without a doubt. They can shake things up, that's for sure.
NFC South, Tampa Bay Buccaneers minus 240, Saints plus 440, the Falcons at plus 850, and the Carolina Panthers at plus 1,200.
Yeah, I don't think that this one's even close. You know, I mean, Tampa Bay, it's, and I honestly think the Panthers will be second place in that division. Mm-hmm. I think those other two teams are going to be pretty poor, but they're not going to beat the Bucs. So
yeah, I don't think I would touch anything on in this division right here.
No.
Straight to the next one, we got the NFC West. The 49ers at plus 190, Los Angeles Rams plus 200, the Seahawks at plus 280, and the Arizona Cardinals at plus 600. Kind of surprised that, maybe it isn't, but the Cardinals being at plus 600, and I thought this would I thought this would be a lot closer and stuff like that with the overall division. What's your thoughts?
I think it is pretty close, and it is kind of odd that the Cardinals are at plus 600. I thought, like you said, they'd be a little closer. I do think that that Rams and Niners is going to be tight. And one of my very good friends, the Seahawks fan, and we talk quite a bit, and I think they're going to be very good too. But I just think that division is just going to beat up on each other. And I think at the end of the day, just talent-wise, that the Niners are too much to handle for probably both of those squads. Yeah, and Kyle Shanahan's pretty awesome.
As tough as it is, and as much as they beat up on each other, this could easily – any one of these could win this division. Yeah. And that's what makes it, you know, so close and everything. You know, yeah, 600 is still a little bit close, but like I said, I thought it would have been around 300, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't know. They said they know something we don't, that's for sure. But I agree with you. I mean, you really could – you know, you could do a lot worse than picking one of those four teams, you know, as another division where you got four guys that are close.
All right, so we have went through the divisions. Let's look at this one real quick. Number one seed for the AFC, Kansas City plus 200, Buffalo Bills at plus 470, Ravens 550. I mean, and you go on. I could go down the whole thing and everything. Is there anybody that you would want to look at to see if they would have a shot?
Not, you know, I think is the farthest I'd be willing to go would be the Chargers, you know, and I obviously would take the Bills here to be the number one seed. I think they're, you know, they're pretty well equipped to do it. But, you know, I said Chargers or Bills, I think that'd be pretty good money spent right there.
Yeah, I think in general, the whole group at Toilets Titles, I think we're all high on Buffalo Bills this year and everything with Josh yes. Allen and Diggs and everything. So, yeah, I definitely put a little bit on that one. Let's jump down to, I mean, this one's going to be pretty simple too. NFC number one seed, you got the Tampa Bay at plus 260 and your Green Bay Packers at 550. Any other team that you're interested in?
Yeah, not really. I don't think that, I think with the Rams and the Niners or even the Seahawks, you know, they'll be coming out of the division with more losses. And I think that'll hurt them, you know, number one seed wise overall. I know the Packers got a tough schedule and, you know, the Tampa Bay's isn't easy either, but I think those two teams, you know, have a pretty good shot to be able to do it. And really the Cowboys or Washington, you know, they could easily win every game in their division. So
yeah. That's true. Let's go ahead and you want to look at the parlays real quick since we're on this one?
Yeah, we did talk about it earlier. And so they already have a few up here on FanDuel. I saw them this morning when I was looking around. You know, there was a couple that really caught my eye that I liked. And it was that one, that Chiefs win the AFC West, Buccaneers.
Real quick.
I can see this one here, but Chiefs win the West, Bucks win the NFC South, Ravens win the North, Bills win the East, and Packers win the North. And it's plus 1,100, which is very good odds. The only, you know, and obviously parlays are always good odds because it's very hard for them all to hit. The only thing, you know, out of those teams, we both said, you know, they're going to win the division pretty much. Yeah, you know, or they have a very good chance to win their division. You know, mm-hmm. The Ravens was the one that makes me nervous. And, you know, I think if the Ravens weren't part of that parlay, that the odds would be, you know, much, much, much lower. But that's definitely one you know, throw a little cash on for sure because it'd be, you know, it's very good odds and there's a good chance that it happens.
So explain to me, as a novice player here on parlay, do all four of them have to win to get the plus 1,100?
All five of them.
Oh, five of them. Sorry. Chiefs. Oh, yes, sir.
Is there? Yeah. I just had to count two. Yeah, so for those parlays to hit, every single thing has to happen, okay. And that's the same going forward. If there's you know, on the weekend betting, you know, overs and unders or whatever you want to bet, it's the same thing. Every single one of them has to hit for it to happen. So that's why the odds are so good. You know, when you do it, I get one of my friends every weekend sends me a parlay he does for college football, and it's always 12 or 15 games. You know, and you bet $5 to win. Couple, you know, $100,000 or something dumb, and I just laugh at him. I say, hey, you know what?
It can happen.
You got to try it, though, right?
So let's jump into the meat and potatoes of what we're wanting to discuss on here. Let me scroll over real quick. Season awards. There we go. All right, so NFL regular season MVP. Patrick Mahomes at plus 500. Rodgers plus 1,000. Brady plus 12. Josh Allen plus 13. I could go on and on. If I actually scroll down real quick, just to kind of just a brief run through and everything. Anything sticking out to you?
You know, not really. I don't know. I find it hard for a non-QB right now to win the MVP. Like I said, because there's Dalvin Cook. I saw McCaffrey was in there somewhere. You know, Devontae Adams. It would be – I can't remember the last time, you know, a non-QB did win the MVP. I know it happens. I'm not saying it doesn't. It can't. But, you know, it's kind of getting like the Heisman almost. Where, right, Devontae Smith last year wasn't a quarterback, but it makes it tough. And I'd like – obviously probably going to bet Rodgers again just because you never know. You know, I know back-to-back's pretty tough to do. But Matt Stafford in L.A., I'm a big fan of, and I think he's going to look very good over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, you know, these MVP ones, all these odds are obviously very high because it's pretty tough for this to happen. So,
yeah, we were discussing this before we jumped on everything, and you got me peaked on this Matt Stafford one. Obviously, I mean, we're high on him going over there and everything, but this could easily be something like a season of his career, you know, and where it ends up him being an MVP. But on the same token, you know, you have to go against Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, you know. I would be willing to even try a little bit on Josh Allen at plus 1,300.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I think I'd be lying to myself if I didn't bet Josh Allen. You know, as much as we all talk about him, I think I have to.
All right, let me ask you a question. If you had to throw $100 down, just if you had an extra $100 just to throw down, Dak Prescott or Matthew Stafford?
Matt Stafford,
okay.
All right. I love Dak, but Matt Stafford's a gunslinger, man. He's gonna the world is getting ready to see how good Matt Stafford really is, and all the cool, crazy throws he makes and that he made in Detroit that people never watched. It's going to be something else now.
Where's my QB of the year? Derek Carr at plus 6,000.
You got to bet it. It's plus 6,000. You have to.
Okay, I'll put a little bit down on that one. let's move on. Let's move on. Let me get down here to the next ward. Show less. We have offensive rookie player of the year. Yeah, there we go. Nope, one more. Trevor Lawrence at plus 400, Mac Jones plus 450, Justin Fields plus 650. I'm going to throw in Trey Lance at plus 700. Does a QB win this, or does another position win it? Like Najee Harris or, say, Pitts?
That's kind of tough to even look. I know, you know, Herbert won last year, and that was pretty obvious that was going to happen with how well he played.
Exactly.
You know, I think it can, and especially in a year where, you know, granted, it'll be tough for Pitts or Harris or Javonte Williams or, you know, any of these guys because, you know, Trevor Lawrence is going to play 17 games. Well, you
Mac know, Jones is going to play
17 Mac games. Jones, Zach Wilson, they're starting week one. They're all three are starting, you know, and barring any injuries, they're going to play every game. And, you know, so it'll be tough for, I think, in my opinion anyways, for a rookie – a non-quarterback, you know, to have a chance. And I think it'd be, you know, I don't know. I wouldn't mind betting on Javonte Williams just because I'm such a big fan at plus 2,000. Kyle Pitts, too, just because of the hype. You know, if he's as good as they say.
Yeah, I think for me, though, I think I'm going to go for the easy one. I like Mac Jones at plus 450 just to put a little bit on it and stuff like that. I think he has a better chance of winning rookie of the year over Trevor Lawrence now with his better situation, I feel like, you know.
Yeah, I like really, Macaroni Jones. I think he's going to be fine.
Kyle Pitts plus 1,100. There you go.
Yeah. I think Lawrence is going to struggle. Urban Meyer's a doofus, and I think he's going to have a hard time. It's not college football anymore.
No, you're right.
Yeah. Great coach. Didn't need to do this. Could have just stayed on Fox NFL or Fox Big Saturday, whatever it's called, with Brady Quinn.
Defensive rookie of the year, Micah Parsons, plus 600. I'm going to say Surtain at 750. Anybody that really stands out to you? To me, it looks like just Parsons to me.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, and it's maybe just because I'm watching Hard Knocks, but that Micah Parsons is going to be a force. And I think it's pretty, you know, I don't know if anybody even has a chance, to be honest.
Someone has a chance.
Yeah, obviously, but I think he's the front runner. You know, I love Zaven Collins and I love Jamin Davis, but, you know, I don't remember the last time a rookie came in and was, you know, wearing the green dot on the helmet and, you know, calling the plays, you know, as a middle linebacker.
Last year. Do you remember off the top of your head?
No, I don't. I can look it up while we're going on to the next
one. It wasn't Bosa last year, right? No, that was 2 years ago. I just can't think of who it would have been. Herbert won it offensively.
Oh, Chase Young. Duh. Should have known that.
Do what?
Chase Young.
Chase Young. There you go. Yeah. Yeah. And that was an easy one, too. I'm sure everybody, that was the only one you could actually bet on last year, you know? Same thing in this situation with Parsons.
Yep.
Defensive player of the year. Aaron Donald plus 500. Garrett plus 600. Both the Bosa brothers are in here with Nick at plus 11 and Joey Bosa. But Chase Young is at plus 1,100. Does he repeat with another award?
I wouldn't be surprised. He is. He's unreal. And that whole defense is going to be so good that I could see it. For me, though, if I'm going to be throwing a couple bets out for defensive player of the year, Darius Leonard plus 4,500, without a doubt. He is phenomenal. And I think, you know, it wouldn't surprise me one bit if he did. And then another one I like is Fred Warner at plus 7,000. I should have made this bet earlier. I guess the odds probably were better, but he did get signed or he did get paid already. And so did Darius Leonard. But, you know, this was a contract year for Fred Warner. So I think that, you know, he was obviously playing for a reason, but he's not going to, you know, not play. He, you know, both those guys are really, really good. And they definitely both have a chance.
All right. Wild card. Von Miller, after a season injury last year, can he come back and be defensive player of the year at plus 5,500?
I don't know. I love Von Miller. I mean, hell, I got a Broncos jersey up in the closet, and a nice orange Von Miller jersey, but I don't know if he's got that much gas left in the tank.
The thing I like about him is their defense overall is so good, it could really help him out and for an advantage for him just with his skill set, you know?
Yeah. Well, you're going to bet him. Might as well bet Bradley Chubb. He's right around there somewhere. I saw his name.
He was back up here at plus 4,500. So,
yeah.
Von Miller had a little bit better.
It'd be cool. Like I said, I like Von Miller. It'd be great to see that happen.
I really don't see anybody getting out.
You know, there's a lot of good ones you could pick from, but it's tough. You know, for me, these defensive player of the year is just kind of throwing some money and seeing what happens.
Yeah, and right now, Aaron Donald's going to prove us all wrong once again for another year.
Yeah, he's good. I got him on a couple IDP squads, and he carries my defense.
All right, last one that we're going to go over to close this out is NFL Comeback Player of the Year. Dak Prescott, plus 200. Just throw out Christian McCaffrey, plus 700. Barkley, plus 850. What's your take on any of these? Who has a better shot?
Well, I think Dak Prescott does to win this. I don't know. You know, I guess if Jimmy Garoppolo plays the entire year and they, you know, go back to the Super Bowl with Jimmy Garoppolo, he could. Sam Darnold, like we said earlier, I don't really know how he's comeback player of the year. I mean, come back from Adam Gase, I guess. You win an award. That's cool. I mean, that's cool. I'm fine with that. I like Sam Darnold. And also, Carson Wentz plus 1,000. I think he's going to do well once he does come back again. Mm-hmm. And Von Miller, I mean, if you're confident in Von Miller winning, that he could, you know, and I'm not saying he can't, he could win defensive player of the year. Might as well bet on the comeback player of the year too, because, you know, plus 2,300 for Von Miller would be a nice little payday to link up with the other one, I think.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's a good double down right there. But just like you said, Dak Prescott at plus 200, probably the best bet. If he stays healthy the whole year, I don't think you can't give it to anybody else but him after the season that they had last year with his injury and everything.
No, I don't think so. And he is, you know, I think that's probably how it's going to happen. I was looking for another one more player prop that I wanted to talk about, but I can't seem to find it. Because I know Coach Sheps had an article that he sent me about, you know, with the rushing title and things like that. Because he said,
I also posted an article on the player props, and I think my article was over the quarterbacks with their odds for the year.
Yep. So the rushing title, you know, like I said, he said Jonathan Taylor and Nick Chubb, and for the most rushing yards, it took me a second to find on player props there, but Nick Chubb's plus 850 and Jonathan Taylor's at plus 1100.
It's on the screen.
Sorry, I was on the other screen. Those are both very good. I think Nick Chubb is probably, I've been saying it all year, he's going to be the RB1. He's my RB1, you know, on the field and in my heart. So that's my guy that I'm taking there. And JT's a close second. So, and like I said, check it out, toiletstyles.com. Coach Sheps and Rich both got some good gambling articles out. You know, there's a ton of stuff on that website.
So
you got a bet you want to talk about?
Well, not so much. I want to kind of go back to this Nick Chubb. It's interesting you were saying that. I had my big home league this past draft this weekend, 16 teams and everything. And number one pick off the board was Nick Chubb.
That's my kind of league. I like that guy. I don't know who it is, but I like that guy.
I'm at number one overall. I was like, what the heck, a 16-team league?
I don't know if I would have done that. I mean, if it's not super flex,
no, maybe. It wasn't super flex, man.
Well, maybe then I guess I'd give her a shot. You know, you gotta get your guys. It's not reaching if that's who you want.
No, I mean, it's still a first round player and stuff like that. You just don't draft them at one.
No. Okay, cool. You got any other bets? Cause I said I gotta do a couple housekeeping things here that I forgot to do at the beginning.
No, go ahead and knock it out, man.
So I'm gonna close. You can find us. Okay. So you can find us anywhere you find your podcast, whether it's Spotify, Podbean, Apple. If you do, please subscribe, like it, give us a 5-star review. Next year, we already did our draft for Frankenstank, but next year you'll be able to get into or leave a good review, get into our Frankenstank league. It's 3 12-team leagues this year. Hopefully, it'll be bigger next year. We do have a Patreon now, patreon.com/toilets2titles. There's 3 tiers. Tier 1 gets you into our group chat. We were just actually talking about the episode before with Uncle Steve. Tier 2 gets you into the group chat and an entry into Frankenstank, I believe, right? And then the final tier gets you all that, a free entry. Tier, and then a one-on-one roster analysis. Probably don't pick me. You know, I love fantasy football, but these guys are way better at this than I am. You know, Rich, yes, this guy, every team he sends us that he's drafted, you look at it and you're just, it's good. Good stuff. So check us all out on Twitter, please. Check us all out on Twitter. All the names are scrolling across the bottom of the screen right now. Like I said, you can find us on Twitter, Toilets to Titles. There's a whole big group of us now. All good stuff. You know, said everybody, I'm pretty sure that anybody you reach out to, they'll reach back to you. So I don't think I forgot anything. I think that's all of it, isn't it?
Did we talk about our new site?
Oh, yeah. Well, we did. I said a few times, but Okay. Check out toiletstyles.com. There's a ton of stuff on there right now. All our articles, we're releasing off. It seems like every other day, every couple of days, there's some stuff coming out. A lot of good stuff, different draft positions, you know, kind of strategy. Guys were in and out on, whether it's, you know, for Dynasty, Redraft, whatever. But to good content, NFL, fantasy, check it out. Let us know what you think. And same with the show. Please like and subscribe. It's only our second episode, but we'll be back next Wednesday. And we're going to keep doing it every week. Rich, you got anything else?
No, man. Go get your bankroll built up and everything. It's going to be a long season and everything. And like I said, we ain't gospel, but we're going to give it to you how we see it. So put a little money down on it.
Yeah. Like I said, hopefully we can win together. You know, I'm not scared to tell you when I lose. So, and hey, maybe you just whatever I say to bet the opposite. That may work. So. Like I said, let's make it a profitable one and have a good night, everybody. Thanks again.